Getting an update on wheat, moisture, and a weather outlook. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. We have been getting periodic updates on the winter wheat harvest, and that is nearing completion, according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
We are quickly winding down the winter wheat harvest across the southern half of the country, and progress is picking up in the far north. Nationally, 80% of the 2025 U.S. winter wheat crop harvested by July 27th. That is 1 point behind the five-year average, 1 point behind last year at this time. An increasing list of states have wrapped up the harvest, or very nearly so. At 100% this week on the winter wheat harvest, we have Arkansas, along with now Missouri, along with North Carolina, and Oklahoma finishing up. Top producer Kansas up to 99%, on par with the finished 98% is the five-year average. In the far north, things really taking off in the northwest with the dry weather continuing there. Washington State nearly doubling from 18 to 35% harvested. Five-year average there is 29%.
As we take a look at winter wheat harvested in South Dakota, 55% there, and Nebraska is at 79%. Now taking a look at our spring wheat crop, getting an update on the crop progress, harvest, and condition numbers.
Spring wheat, the crop is virtually all headed out by July 27th, 92% nationally. Montana, the only state with a significant portion of the crop not yet headed, the current value is 73%. The spring wheat harvest getting underway in some of the southern and western production areas. Nationally, just 1% complete by July 27th. Five-year average is 3%, but progress is picking up quickly now in Washington State, where it's been very dry. 11% harvested, and South Dakota getting underway in the last several days, now 10% harvested. Spring wheat condition, currently only 49% good to excellent, 18% very poor to poor. Compare that to last year at this time when we were at 74% good to excellent and just 4% very poor to poor. The crop hurt by lingering drought in Montana, 46% of the crop currently rated very poor to poor there, but that number has been surpassed this week by Washington State, where drought is coming on strong, hurting the crop late in the year, 48% of Washington spring wheat currently rated very poor to poor.
Rippey also points out that the last July USDA pasture and rangeland condition rating report reflects mostly green areas from the plains to the Atlantic seaboard.
Almost all of the concern related to those burn up or brown rangeland and pastures are focused across the west,
while the plains and eastward have relatively green and lush conditions.
The national rating of good to excellent pastures and rangeland, 45% good to excellent, up 2 points from the previous week. We are currently sitting at just 26% very poor to poor. That is a 2 point improvement from last week's 28%.
He adds that states 50% or above good to excellent pasture and rangeland conditions are widespread.
We're still seeing pasture conditions 80% good to excellent or greater in several Midwestern and Eastern states.
And taking a look at our weather forecast for next week.
From the 5th through the 11th, the cooler weather that is coming for much of the country later this week is going to be short-lived. It does appear that above normal temperatures will return from August 5th through the 11th across the vast majority of the country. So with those above normal temperatures dominating, the hottest weather in relation to normal should be focused across the southwest and the central and southern Great Plains. Meanwhile, precipitation outlook for August 5th through the 11th calling for near or above normal rainfall across most of the country, with the greatest likelihood of those wet conditions stretching from the Pacific Northwest into the Midwest. We do, however, expect drier than normal conditions in a few areas, mainly stretching from the Great Basin through the Four Corner states and onto the central and southern Great Plains.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.